You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
We're starting with Oscar-nominated actress Kerry Condon because she has joined the cast of the World War II thriller Pressure opposite the previously announced Andrew Scott.
Oh, now, I like the sound of that. Kerry Condon and Andrew Scott together. Brilliant.
I know. And you can put Brendan Fraser in there as well because he also stars in it. He's going to be playing Dwight D. Eisenhower. Now, this is a sort of visceral edge of your seat, sort of ticking clock thriller based on an extraordinary true story around a three-day run-up to D-Day written by Olivier Award-winning David Haig and Anthony Maris based on Haig's West End play. Scott's going to play James Stagg, Britain's chief meteorological officer, who's called upon to deliver final decision resting with Eisenhower. With only hours to go, the sort of fate of the war and the lives of millions hang in the balance as they make this decision about the D-Day landings. Condon will play Eisenhower's trusted aide, Captain K. Summersby. So what a lineup that
fantastic.
Is. It's very, very appealing. And Condon's going to be in a couple of good projects coming up. She's going to be in the F1 film that Apple will be releasing. And she's also starring in the Star Wars series Skeleton Crew alongside Jude Law.
Fantastic. Now, cliffhanger.
You remember Cliffhanger?
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone, right?
Yeah, back in 1993 it came out. Well, it's set to have a sequel. And the project
they
is
took
going,
their time about it, but okay.
They did take their time because Stallone is 78 now and he's going to reprise his role as Gabriel Walker, who is now living in the Dolomites where he runs an exclusive mountain lodge. And when he and a high-profile client are taken hostage during an adventurous weekend trip, his daughter has to use all her climbing skills to outwit the kidnappers, triggering a battle of life and death. The original remains one of Stallone's biggest hits of his career. It grossed over $255 million worldwide. So that's why they're going back at it again.
Okay, and are they going back to Anaconda again?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And why?
And why? Okay, so Anaconda, let's go back. Who was in the original from 97? You had Jennifer Lopez, Owen Wilson, Ice Cube and John Voight. So that was about a film crew who are aiming to document the world's largest and deadliest snake on the Amazon. Now what they're talking about doing is they've got Jack Black and Paul Rudd reportedly in talks to star in a reimagining of it. I think they're going with a slight comedic element to it this time, but in the new film a group of friends face a midlife crisis and so decide to remake their favourite film of their youth. They head to a rainforest only to find themselves in a fight for their lives against natural disasters, giant snakes and violent criminals. Black is reportedly set to play a man stuck in his job as a wedding videographer and sets out to direct this remake. Rudd, however, will play a former TV actor whose Hollywood dreams are slipping further away.
Okay.
So there's been plenty of rewrites, I think, on the script, but it seems that they have the tone that they want now and they're all set to potentially do Anaconda.
They just need to go back and do Snakes on a Plane now and we'll be sorted. All right, tell me about Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, so we seem to be a lot of revisiting, right, in the stories this week. So Adam Sandler, I mean, he's talked about it for years, but filming on Happy Gilmore, the sequel, gets underway in a couple of weeks' time in New Jersey. They've added some interesting names to the lineup. You've got Benny Safdie, who is the Uncut Gems co-director. He's going to star in it, alongside American footballer Travis Kelce as well. So he's said he's a huge fan of Sandler and wanted to do anything to have a part in it. Seems he has a small part in it as well, and he's moving into acting in some way because he's going to be in effects grotesquerie series as well, which has just been announced, as well as a film called Loose Cannons. Now, going back to Happy Gilmore, this is a movie that did very well at the box office. It earned over 40 million back in 1996, but I think it sort of grew in its cult status down through the years with people, you know, getting it on DVD and then on the streaming services, and it is one of Sandler's kind of signature works at this stage. So the Happy Gilmore sequel finally going to get underway in just a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, you're bringing us to the small screen?
Yes, and this is Anya Taylor-Joy is returning to Netflix for another limited series. Of course, she did star in The Queen's Gambit, but this one is based on another famed book. So the star is going to play the lead role of murderer Grace Bernard in an 8-episode series take on Bella Mackey's novel How to Kill Your Family. So in the book, Grace is the illegitimate daughter of a millionaire who abandoned her and her mother, ignoring her mother's pleas for help as she was close to dying. Grace vows revenge and decides to kill every member of her father's family, leaving him for last. Whoa. The show's lead writer, Emma Moran, serves as an executive producer. Sounds like a weighty series, but Anya Taylor-Joy has had big success with Netflix so far, so I could see that one been a success.
Okay, what trailer have you chosen for us, Garrett?
Well, there's a wonderful tone to this trailer, and when it was announced that Robert Eggers was going to be directing this, I think everybody kind of knew straight away that it would have that look. It'll probably have cast members that he's worked with before, but it's a gothic tale of obsession between a haunted young woman and a terrifying vampire infatuated with her, causing untold horror in its wake.
My dreams, Gartok. This evil come from within us, or from beyond.
He is coming to us.
He is coming.
Who is coming to you, my child?
We are here encountering the vampire. Nosferatu.
Yes, Nosferatu, a really interesting director, Robert Eggers. So looking forward to this one, Garrett.
And you would recognise the voice there of a regular collaborator of his, Willem Dafoe, in the clip there. Emma Corrin also stars, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Bill Skarsgård and Nicholas Hoult. What a lineup.
Very
that
nice.
One's going to be coming out, yeah, at the start of the new year. So we look forward to that coming out in January.
OK, well, in cinemas this weekend, let's take a look at our new releases, beginning with Blink Twice, which sees Zoe Kravitz directing.
Did we just jet off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
No, he's not a stranger.
He's Slater Kane.
Everybody say, making memories! Making
memories! Did everybody get that?
We're having a great time.
We're drinking champagne.
And we're eating amazing food.
So do you think the human sacrifice is before or after dinner?
Yes. The legendary parties of Slater Kane. Not what I thought it was gonna be.
We still have fun. It's just a little different now.
What do you mean?
Bones, please.
Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
I'm having a great time here. But I also have this feeling that I'm like, not.
Yes, Gareth, that's Blink Twice in cinemas this weekend.
Yeah, and this is about a tech billionaire, Slater King, who meets a cocktail waitress, Frida, at a fundraising gala. He invites her to join him and his friends on a dream vacation on a private island. And as strange things start to happen, Frida questions her reality. You heard the voice of Channing Tatum in there. I mean, there's a big cast throughout this. A lot of names that you'll see popping up, like Haley Joel Osment,
yes,
Gina Davis, Christian Slater. They're all kind of in there. And with Zoe Kravitz behind the camera for this.
Yeah, it has sort of a Get Out or The Menu feel to it, I think. But
yeah.
That is Blink Twice. Haven't seen that one yet. Tell me about The Crow back.
So The Crow is back as well. This is another remake.
Yes.
This is about soulmates Eric Draven and Shelley Webster, brutally murdered when the demons of her dark past catch up with them. Given the chance to save his true love by sacrificing himself, Draven returns to seek bloody revenge against the killers, traversing the worlds of the living and the dead to put the wrong things right. Danny Houston, Bill Skarsgård starring in this one. We also have a documentary from director Aoife Kelleher. This is called Mrs. Robinson, and of course it explores the life and career of Mary Robinson, a pioneering constitutional lawyer, the first female president of Ireland, the UN's first High Commissioner for Human Rights, and the chair of the Elders. So that's the documentary feature, Mrs. Robinson. And then two more to mention for you as well. Between the Temples, A Cantor in a Crisis of Faith finds his world turned upside down when his grade school music teacher re-enters his life as his new adult admits a student. Carol Kane, Dolly DeLone and Jason Schwartzman star in that. And then Cuckoo stars Hunter Schafer, Dan Stevens. It's about a 17-year-old girl who's forced to move with her family to a resort where things are not what they seem. That's your selection this week.
I love that Dan Stevens can play a baddie as well as a heartthrob. He does it extremely well. All right, what about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, well, we mentioned him earlier, but this is a story about a Philadelphia brawler who gets a shot at a world heavyweight title when current champion Apollo Creed decides to give an unknown boxer a chance in celebration of America's bicentennial. It's an Oscar-winning drama. It stars Sylvester Stallone, Burgess Meredith, Titus Shire, Burt Young, and Carl Weathers. And of course, it is the original. It's Rocky.
Yes.
And it's on at 9 p.m. tonight on RT2. Always worth a watch.
And I'm just going to have to play some of the soundtrack, Amandai. That is coming up in just a moment. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.